Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Sports to the max is on the air on this cold, brisk April night. Talking basketball, why not? It's a winter sport, right? So here's the question that I have for you. I was having this conversation over the weekend because I couldn't believe how many people I saw out and about watching the Timberwolves games at Champs Sports Bar. And then I was at an AAU tournament. It was packed. The parking lot was packed. The stands were packed. There were more games, probably more teams that wanted to play than could play because the participation is so high in sports, in the sport of basketball right now. And I says to myself, I says, hey, you know what? Basketball. Every sport's got its own something. But basketball may be the greatest form of a meritocracy that we have of any sport in the United States. Now, the reason that I say that is twofold. Number one, we are a country of immigrants. And we don't just allow, we encourage European players to come over here and play. They go over and scout. They try to find the best players in the world to play basketball in the United States. Number two, it doesn't really matter what your name is, where you're from, etc. If you can play, you can play. And you get to play. If you can beat the people out there in front of you, God bless you. You get to play. But number three, and most important, there are many sports right now in this country that it's almost impossible to get to the top of the field unless you have financial backing, unless there's big money behind you, unless you can afford to, and then fill in the blank, folks. What do you want to train for? You want to buy that ice time for hockey? Because that gets real expensive real quick. So that eliminates. And in the sport of hockey, for example, we eliminate not just the inner city and the areas that are economically depressed. We also eliminate when we talk about specifically in terms of player development, we eliminate most of the states in the country because it's not conducive to play hockey. So it falls short. It might feel like Minnesota's game, but tell me if I'm wrong here. 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Part of the reason that we can claim hockey as our game is that Texas hasn't really decided to make a commitment to it. Neither is California, neither is Florida, neither is Georgia. Now, they get all those athletes deciding they want to play hockey and they can provide them with the right training and ice time. It's over for Minnesota as the state of hockey. But my point is, in basketball, you don't have to have a ton of money behind you. You can find a playground to play on anytime and you can find a team to play on. It's not even that expensive to play on the AAU circuit, because of the way that they're set up and structured and the way that they find ways for you to play. Yes, basketball is the greatest example of a meritocracy and the greatest piece that sports has to offer this country because of the way it's structured. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. It's hard to argue that. Because if you don't have to have money, then everybody gets to participate. And if you don't have to have the perfect facilities, then everybody's in. If it's just about, can I get good enough to make the team, then you don't have to hire a trainer and all those things. You can just go out there and be good and find a way. And yes, you can train in basketball. You can get trainers. You can do anything you want. But you don't have to. And you can still be great.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's the greatest example of what makes this country great.
All right, Matt, hold on the line.
Because you get to play it, and if you're the best, you get to play. Now, the coaching's a little bit different. That gets passed on generation to generation. I understand that. And sometimes the coaches that coach shouldn't be coaching, but they just happen to have connections with political. But you can't do that and play on a team. Because the fans won't allow for it. The paying customer won't allow for it. You get to vote. Basketball, I hadn't really thought of it through that lens before, is the greatest thing that we got going because it reminds us, if you're the best, you get to play. If you're the best, you get a spot on the team. And it's really, really difficult, and it's really, really hard to be good in basketball, to be good enough to play on a high school team, let alone a college team, let alone a professional team. It's, I mean, you're threading a needle if you want to be good enough to play on these professional teams. But there it is, and it just lays it out. Hey, you can play? Good. Come and play. You can make jump shots? Come on. Come on and play. And it's so wonderful to see that we have something where it's not driven by money and trainers and who your parents know and all those things. It's driven by skill, determination, work ethic, all the things that's supposed to make this country great is what basketball embodies. And it's pretty hard to discriminate in basketball because you're pretty driven to win. Let's go to Matt in Northeast Minneapolis. Matt, you're on Sports to the Max.
Hey, Max, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Excited about the Timberwolves run.
Yeah, kind of fun.
It's a lot of fun. My one thought to your point, and I do agree with your basketball thought here about anyone can play and a meritocracy. My only other thought would be, I think soccer might have an argument too. You look at soccer, you really have to earn your spot not only on the team, but on the world stage. We saw North Macedonia, they knocked off Italy. They don't even get to go to the World Cup because you have to earn your spot. So just wanted to give you those 2 cents, but I do agree with you. It's a beautiful sport as well.
Soccer to me would be the world example, the world sport. That's the best. But here in the United States, I'd say basketball based on the popularity of basketball versus soccer. You know what I'm saying?
But
internationally speaking, you're right. Soccer, what do you need? A ball, some shoes, go play.
You're right. And one thing I wanted to mention is, like, you talked about the best athletes playing hockey, which I think is interesting.
No, I think the best athletes play basketball.
Well, agreed. I'm saying their best athletes are not able to play hockey. My one thing is, it was cool, USA Soccer about 20 years ago had a project, and Clint Dempsey was a guy that just recruited the top athletes in non-soccer areas to play soccer. But I just wanted to throw that in there. So I appreciate it, Max. Big fan, and go Wolves.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate your call. 651-461-9226. I think I'm on to something here. I think there's a hot button that many of you now realize when I kind of educate you over the last few minutes of why I believe that. Either you're good enough or you're not, and it doesn't matter who your mom or dad was, doesn't matter if you grew up with a mom or dad. If you can play, you can play. And isn't that inspiring to all of us? Let's go to Brett in Monticello on line 2. Brett, you're on.
Hey, Maxie, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. Just got off work. So I've only been listening for the last 10 minutes. And the first thing I heard you talk about was that hockey is no longer going to be a Minnesota sport. You think it's going to be a Florida and California.
No. You misunderstood me. Brett, you misunderstood me. Let me stop you right there. I said if all these other states got serious about hockey and they had the ice time and availability that we do here in Minnesota, all of a sudden Minnesota would just be another state that plays hockey.
Well, but what I'm curious about is with the basketball, I mean, you know, yeah, I mean, kids can play basketball all the time, but if you're talking about getting to the professional level, I mean, how many basketball players are under 6'6"?
But you're missing the point. The point is you don't need anything to be a basketball player in terms of money or backing. It's just whoever's best can play. And I'm not NBA level. I'm talking about across the board. So, you know, in the NBA, we can get that pyramid real tight real quick. But I'm saying in general, if you want to play basketball, it doesn't matter where you grew up. And I think that's a beautiful thing.
My problem with basketball is I used to watch basketball a lot. I quit getting interested back when Kevin Garnett wouldn't sign his salary for $125. Then he said he signs a little later for $135, saying it's not about the money. Then what was that guy that was here with Sam Cassell?
We'll go down the Sprewell road again, where Sprewell says, I got to feed my family. And, you know, obviously the context has been taken out many times. But, yes, I got you. But I think that's true across the board for every sport when you start talking about greed. All right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's getting to be more and more greed in sports. But.
Yeah.
Hey, I like the show, and have a good night, buddy.
Thanks, Brett. Appreciate it. Glad I could clear that up for you. Let's go to Randy in St. Paul. Randy, you're on Sports to the Max and News Talk 830 WCCO. You're home to the Twins and the Timberwolves.
Maxie, you are wrong about basketball, 100%.
Okay, tell me why.
A better athlete is a hockey player. You cannot tell me a basketball player that could get on and play the hockey. The hockey players can play basketball no problem.
But not very well.
Well, you're talking about, you know, the most elite athletes, you know, half of us.
I would like Anthony Edwards on a hockey.
Anything.
I'd take Anthony Edwards playing hockey if they both started at the same time over Kevin Fiala playing basketball or Kirill Kaprizov playing basketball.
Well, being pro, you're talking.
I'm just saying, if they both started at the same time playing, if Kirill Kaprizov and Anthony Edwards started playing and switched sports, I think that Edwards would be a better hockey player than Kaprizov would be a basketball player.
Okay, but I'm talking about just everyday people. The hockey players are more versatile than the basketball players in life in general, playing the sport. A basketball player can't really play hockey that well. A hockey player can play basketball fairly well.
No, they can't.
I think I'm right.
No.
You're wrong.
But you're missing the point here, Randy. The point is, The point is that if you want to dream of being a great basketball player, you can go ahead and dream, and it doesn't matter what neighborhood you grew up in. If you want to dream of being a great hockey player, that's great. But you're going to need some help along the way. You're going to need some ice time, some skates, some equipment. And let's face it, you're probably going to need some money, a lot of money, to make
basketball,
that dream come true. Not just
basketball.
Hang on, Rand. Not just hockey. Gymnastics is incredibly expensive if you want to do club gymnastics. You want to learn how to be a great swimmer. You want to learn how to be great. You fill in the blanks. It's expensive. But basketball, you're still allowed to dream, and it doesn't matter where you grow up in.
Yeah, I still think you're wrong.
Well, you throw that around tomorrow when you're having coffee, and I'll guarantee you I'll get some votes, okay? All right. Thank you for your call. 651-461-9226 if you want to call and participate. But it's not about which sport is one sport being better than the other. It's about which sport allows everybody to dream versus which sport does. Yeah, it's hard to get to be great at basketball because the entire country, the entire world is playing basketball. Hockey's a little bit more specific. So are many other sports. Golf, tennis. Gymnastics, as I said, is incredibly expensive. And it just keeps going and going and going. But basketball, get me a pair of shoes and a ball and I'll go find a hoop. I'll go find a good game. And once I find a good game day after day, I'm going to develop. I'm going to end up being pretty good if I want to work at it. And isn't it great that we have a sport throughout the world where you can wake up in the morning and you don't have to have money or try to figure out how you're going to compete against that. My competitor has what? Fill in the blank. Access to fill in the blank. Trainers, facilities, all those things. In basketball, they can have that, but that doesn't mean they can beat you. And that's my point, and it's a point well taken, I think, by many of you. 651-461-9226 if you want to text or call. Big show planned for you. Tom Chorsky will join us. Michael Rainville, city councilman, will join us. Pooh Richardson will join us to break down. He grew up in Philly, man. Just a kid with a dream. Ended up a first-round pick. And then Walt Weaver's going to join us. They're getting close to another vote for boys volleyball. I can't figure out why it would not pass, but I'll ask him about that and much more in the meantime. If anybody cares to take me on, 651-461-9226. I've also got one other thing that really bugs me that I think we need to broach it. And if we don't get to it in the next few minutes, we will eventually, because it's really important that we talk about this yet tonight. Stay with us on Sports to the Max. I didn't mean to turn this into a debate about basketball versus hockey. I just said that basketball is the greatest form of a meritocracy because anybody can play it. And I think that's a wonderful thing for kids to wake up every day and be able to dream, as opposed to be able to say, well, I'm never going to be able to play that sport because my family doesn't have enough money. I think that's a wonderful piece of basketball. Even though so very few of these kids will make it that far, they can have some wonderful experiences along the way. As I mentioned, I watch basketball weekend in the AAU tournament, and they're having some wonderful experiences, even if they don't. And it has nothing to do with how much money they have, but a lot of these kids probably couldn't play. They couldn't be on the downhill ski team. They couldn't be on the hockey team. They probably couldn't play tennis at a high level unless they engaged in inner city tennis. Another topic for another time, but you understand what I'm saying and where I'm going with this. Let's go to Scott in St. Louis Park. Scott, you've been listening intently, and your takeaway is what?
I totally agree with you, Maxie. The best athletes are basketball players. I grew up in South Minneapolis. I went to Minneapolis Washburn. I didn't even make the team, and I was a good player. This was 1978.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's lots of great players that don't make their high school teams.
Yeah, and, you know, I played against Russell Geary.
I mean, try guarding him, right?
One of the greatest athletes to ever come out of Minnesota.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, you're totally right. You pick up a basketball. My brothers would start at 9 a.m. They'd get home at 5 p.m. That's all they did back then. During, you know, the weekdays with their summers off. They played a lot of basketball. And what did it cost? Not much.
Nothing. Go have fun, kids, right?
You're right.
Yeah, go have fun and have some good times with your buddies and go compete and stay off the video games. It's the easiest way to do it. And you don't have to buy ice time. You don't have to buy tennis time. You don't have to find an instructor. Thank you so much for your call, Scott.
Okay, thank you.
Here's a couple of texts that we got. Some kids sit on the bench the whole game. My grandson was very good at both sports, but he also had a natural ability. Oh, boy, a grandfather bragging about his grandson. I've never dealt with this before. However, hockey came to him and gave him the balance to be good at skiing, too. I have no idea what that has to do with any of the conversation I had earlier. My point was that if you grow up in any socioeconomic circumstances, you can dream to be a good basketball player and have a legitimate chance. You will not be eliminated by money. It's not about hockey versus basketball. Let's see here. Hey, Maxie, hockey players make good golfers. Very true. And many of them can afford to golf, too. See what I'm saying? A lot of kids that play basketball aren't going to the country club. Those who play hockey are more versatile. My grandson played. Oh, that's that guy again. Everyone on his hockey team at least got to play a few minutes because of shift changes. Not so with basketball. That's true. If you've got 15 kids on a hockey team and 15 kids on a basketball team, you can end up sitting a long time if the coach doesn't want to play in basketball. At least if you're on the third line, you're going to get some time. Maxie, soccer also has the lowest barrier to entry, the same as basketball. This is why soccer is the most popular sport in the world. I agree. I talked about that earlier. Same thing, same premise, right? Give me a pair of shoes, tell me where the field is, and I'll go play. I don't need a lot more than that. And I can, if I'm good, somebody's going to see me, and you know, maybe down the road they'll help me. And if you watch that movie King Richard, it's just a fascinating study in what he did with the Williams sisters. I mean, they had no business being great tennis players, but he was able to find a way to do it. But it took a lot of navigating to get him out of Compton. You know what I'm saying? When we come back, Tom Chorsky. Are the Wild for real? And who the heck caught COVID? One of their key players? We'll tell you about that and much more next on Sports to the Max.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.